The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental health and how you can navigate the road of life. We're going to deviate from our show today, and I'm going to tell you why we're doing this. We always talk about when things aren't going well. We're going to talk today about when things go well, and something so important to our community, Boys and Girls Home. And we're going to share a story with you. And it's a good story, and it's got a great ending. And I've got my guest with me today. We pulled Justin Barker, JB. He came with us, so I got to talk fast. This might be on billable hours, not sure. But JB's here running the board, and we have as our special guest the historian, the Musketeers historian, and that's Mr. Woody Gottberg. Good morning, Woody.
Good morning, Art. Thanks for inviting me in today.
And good morning, JB.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be alongside, as always.
Well, today we're talking about the Face Off for Charity, and it has a history to it. And why is this so important? It allows Boys and Girls Home to provide services. I'll tell our listening audience, I'll share with you, it is tougher than ever for families and children. The stress is really out there, and we're starting to get a little backed up with our scheduling. So we know the need is there, and it's going to continue to grow. We could not do this without the village, and we got a great story to share with you today, and I'm asking Woody to give us a little history. We're talking about Musketeers and the Face Off for Charity program, and our man of the hour is the guy who had the idea, the guy that started it way back, I want to say in the late 90s, but it's 25 years, so do the math. So Dave Hackstall. Dave Hackstall came to us from the University of North Dakota, came to the Musketeers, and he took over, I think, mid-season that year, and he went on to coach another 3 or 4 years with the Muskies. From there, Dave went over to, he went to Ohio State as an assistant and ended up coaching the Philadelphia Flyers as head coach. Right now, Dave is the head coach of the Seattle Kraken, and man, are they smoking it in the NHL. Dave was the person responsible for the idea of Face Off for Charity. Dave recognized he wanted to contribute to the community and help whatever way he could. So the Musketeers got behind this, and here we are, $900,000 later, because of the idea of Dave Hackstall, the Musketeer coach. Woody, do you remember Dave?
Oh, absolutely I do, Art. And first of all, I can't believe it's been that long already. It just seems like a couple of years ago. But I've been to several Face Off for Charities over the year. It's always a wonderful time. But Dave came in. When he coached here, he was a no-nonsense guy and had some great talent. One year, he had three NHL players on one team, or they went on to the NHL. He had Ruslan Fedotenko, Rostislav Klesla, and David Hale all the same year, and they all went on to great success. Fedotenko played over 10 years and won a couple of Stanley Cups in his career. So Dave had some talent here, and this was in the days of the old auditorium, too. And for the people now, enough times passed, they may not know there was hockey next door in the old city auditorium if they haven't lived in Sioux City very long. But the old auditorium would get so loud. You could only fit 2,700 people in it, but they would raise the roof the way the seating was. Everyone was right on top of the action. And I was public address announcer and did a lot of radio play-by-play back in those days. So much fun. And Dave Hackstall was a big part of the close to the final years in the old auditorium.
Dave's just a great guy. When I had a chance to meet him, he came with a lot of energy. But his commitment to the players, you're right, he was a no-nonsense guy. He's going to develop people, get them to move on. But when you look at the Musketeers in the history, the last I looked, they had over 38 NHL alumni.
Yes.
And I think that number's growing. And it's a credit to the USHL. It's a credit to the Musketeers. I mean, we have some great hockey here. And you talk about the games at the auditorium. Oh, Woody, they were fun. I got to tell you. It was. Do you think the size of the rink was the team was tailored to the size of the rink?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a smaller rink, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had the smallest rink in the USHL and one of the smallest rinks in the country for that level of hockey. Matter of fact, the old auditorium ice rink was on the second floor. The only other arena in the country with a second floor ice rink. You may have heard of it. It's called Madison Square Garden.
Oh, and, that place.
Yeah. But it was just an incredible atmosphere. People may remember Dave Solberg playing the Mighty Wurlitzer or Oregon. And then we had a guy sitting in the rafters of the Audi at the top who would play rock music. And then I got to do PA for a lot of those years. And I'll tell you, the one year Ruslan Fedotenko played here, we'd go, say, to a shootout. And as the year went on, when I'd get ready to announce the skater, I wouldn't even get his name out. Ruslan would put one leg over the boards to come on for his turn in a shootout, and the place would just explode. And you couldn't even hear me announce him, Art.
I remember Ruslan. Geez, he had a great career in the NHL.
Yeah, he did. And I'm biased here. He should have been the league's most valuable player that year. He finished second to a guy named Peter Senia with the Des Moines Buccaneers, who went on to be a St. Louis Blue for 2 or 3 years. But Ruslan had a really, really good NHL career.
Yeah, I think I remember he was the first player that I really got attached to on the Musketeers and realized how good this talent was. And I came from the colleges in the Boston area, and that was good talent. And I realized that after being here in the Musketeers all these years, this is where the kids go. They work for scholarships, they get into, and a lot of kids have gone to the Boston area colleges and have done very, very well.
Yeah, absolutely they have. And I know you're a fan of the Beanpot Tournament out there.
Oh, JB, all right, yes, sir. Have
been to that many times. But so one of the things Hextall did, and again, remember, these young men, when they play in Sioux City now in junior A level, they're 17, 18, 19 years old. Some of them back in those days would be 20. But with Dave Hextall's idea, Art, you had the David Hales and the Fedotenkos and later the Max Pacioretty's and whoever else. They end up being the waiters and the servers for Face Off for Charity, and everyone has such a good time. But it's a great way for fans to get up close and personal with some of their favorite hockey players.
And that's the benefit of Face Off for Charity. If you go on the Musketeers website right now, our buddy Travis Morgan has put together they're doing a training session for the waiters. And you don't want to miss this. It's really fun. So go on the Musketeers website. And the waiters are getting trained right now to do this. So Coach Jensen's out there and Travis is out there, and they're trying to get these guys lined up. But when you come to Face Off for Charity, you are right. You can touch these guys right up front. They talk to you. They're personable. And a lot of them go on the pro careers, similar like going to spring training in baseball. You go there, you want to get closer to the ball players. You can't get any closer, I feel, to the hockey players, the Musketeer hockey players, unless you come to Face Off for Charity.
Yeah.
It's just they mingle in. They're part of our family for that night, and we're part of theirs, and it's just a total support of the whole program.
Yeah, and I'll give you a good example. So last year when I attended, I took my oldest son Robert with me, who's a big hockey fan, of course, too. And by coincidence, where we seated, we had last year's two leading scorers serving us. And we had Dylan James and Owen McLaughlin, nicest guys to talk to. I had not met either one of them before last year's Face Off for Charity. And they come up to the table and they're bringing us our food, and we're just making small talk with them. But couldn't have been nicer. And all these guys were very serious about, doing a good job, helping the fans, refilling your drinks, whatever it was. But also, you get to talk hockey with these guys. And hey, where are you going from here? And of course, now they're both teammates in North Dakota. And they're both going to go on probably and have really, really fine NHL careers. Dylan was already an NHL draft pick last
year.
That's
right. Who took him? Was it the Flyers? I can't remember.
I think it was.
I think it was the Flyers.
Either that or McLaughlin might have been the Flyers.
Okay, but
anyway, maybe Dylan James is a Red Wing draft pick.
Okay. And we got our old alumni there. Coach Jay Verratti is with the Red Wings as an assistant coach. Funny how this is Sioux City, and these people have been here. They're moving on, but they don't forget us. Dave's coming back after 25 years. He'll be sending us a vignette because the Kraken travel plans would allow him to be here. But he'll have a message for everybody. Dave Siciliano, who followed up on what Dave Hackstall had started, is be back here also. So it's going to be a great night. So, hey, we're coming up on our break. We're really excited about Face Off for Charity. And we'll be back a little bit more to tell you more details on how you can participate in a great evening.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. Today we got a special show here with Justin Barker and Woody Gottberg. And we're getting you set up for Face Off for Charity. And our hero, our champion, Dave Hackstall. Called us the Dave Hackstall Show today because Dave was the guy, as coach of the Musketeers, came in a tough situation. I think he came in halfway through the season. And he got this going 25 years ago. Let's come up with an idea that we can help the community. And he chose Boys and Girls Home. So here we are, 25 years later, thanks to the Musketeer organization, Dave's idea, and the coaches who followed up with him on this. Face Off for Charity has raised over $900,000 for the Boys and Girls Home. So it's time to give them their due and all the people that help us get there. Now, Woody, you've been with us. You've been with the Musketeers for a long time. And let's go back to the Hackstall era. And any stories you can tell about the players and the games during that period?
Yeah, well, and of course, I'm biased because the year that Ruslan Fedotenko played here was one of my favorite years. So we're talking... we're getting into the late 90s with that. And in those days, our biggest rivals were both Omaha and Lincoln. And it didn't matter what time of the season we played them, it was going to be like a playoff game. We didn't like them. They didn't like us. And so you knew if you came to the Audi that night, it was going to be loud. The players were going to be fired up because they're going against their arch rivals. And just a great atmosphere, no matter what sport you're a fan of. When you go to a game and the fans are rocking on the opening face-off and the players are going at it and there's hard hitting. We had a game with Omaha that was going back and forth that year. And Omaha had some good NHL prospects, too. They had a tough guy named Jed Ortmeier that played with the New York Rangers. And we're ahead early in the game. Omaha battles back. Ortmeier, late in the game, puts a bone-crushing hit on one of our guys and gets a 5 and a 10, and he's out the door. But now the game's tied, and we're coming into the final minute, and we end up with a face-off in the Omaha zone, and Ruslan gets the puck, and as time's winding down, he scores the go-ahead goal to put us up by one. The auditorium explodes. It's literally the loudest I probably ever heard at any game, any year there. And so I'm waiting for things to settle down. The teams line up for the opening face-off. I haven't even announced his goal. They drop the puck. Immediately, Ruslan gets it. He's still on the ice, goes into the Omaha zone, puts a laser beam from about 25 feet out past the Omaha goalie. The crowd hasn't stopped yelling for his first goal. Within 10 seconds, he scored twice. And I didn't think it could get louder than his first goal. I'm surprised the roof didn't come down. The crowd was so loud, and everybody's jumping around and going nuts. And I don't even think the crowd heard me announce either goal that night, Art, because it was so loud that night. But one of the most fun moments I was ever part of was Ruslan scoring two goals in like 8 seconds to put Omaha away in one of our big rivalry games.
Well, I got to tell you, okay, Omaha, go out and stock the bus. That had to be absolutely demoralizing. That's the kind of loss that carries over a couple of games.
Oh, yeah.
And you get beat like that. I'll tell you, that's just fun.
Yeah, and with you saying go start the bus, back in those days, we would have that when we would have a team on the ropes, and in the final 90 seconds or so, in the old audio you'd hear, the fans would just, someone would start it, and then the whole building would go, go start the bus, go start the bus. And that was one of the signature moments, kind of like a Red Auerbach victory cigar when the cigar. Fans would start to chant, go start the bus.
Well, I got to tell you, it's been fun watching the Musketeers over the years, and I really appreciate the coaching. We've had some outstanding coaches here, and one guy that really got involved and helped us with Face Off for Charity and continued the trend was Dave Siciliano.
Yes.
And he was one of the classiest guys that you're ever going to meet. And then following Dave, we had an owner that was really helpful, and that was Dave Krosnobel. And we just had a bunch of class people come through this organization that has helped, and indirectly they've helped Boys and Girls Home every year in, year out. The Musketeers were there to fundraise. Also, the Musketeers would make visits. A lot of people don't know this. Our children really can't go out, so if they go out into an area, they have to be alone, just as a group. We've gone down to practices. The Musketeer players have come over to Boys and Girls Home and met with the kids and talked with them, and they walk out of there feeling how blessed they are, how lucky they are when they see children, a lot of them their age, in a different situation. And this was a classic example of kids helping kids. The Musketeers would go home and tell their parents, and their parents would want to know what we're doing at Boys and Girls Home. And the parents were so proud of their kids for getting involved in doing these things and writing letters and coming back and being willing to do a face-off. That's all part of the Musketeer culture. And I think the coaches have a lot to do with it. We would not be this successful this late in the game without this to continue it.
Absolutely, and it is part of the culture, and I guarantee you that year to year when these guys come in and they go through the tryout camp and they make the team, it is explained to them that they are expected to take part in community service type activities. But all of those guys embrace it, and I can tell you, Art, over the years, for instance, Neil Pionk, who's been playing with the Rangers and then Winnipeg in the NHL, he came out and spoke to a youth group at my church, and then spoke also to an adult group out there, and just about his Christian faith, and also why he was a hockey player and everything. Art Feminella was another guy.
Sure, yeah.
who spoke to church groups and did a lot of community service things. And those are just two examples of many, many times players have gone out and done things like that. And you don't have to twist their arm to get them to do it. They really enjoy doing that, and they want to do that. The Musketeers, even though these guys are from all over the country and all over the world, they enjoy becoming a part of this community and doing things with organizations and people here.
You mentioned the international players we have. I think a lot of people don't know that we bring a lot of talented kids come over from overseas.
Yeah, one of our better defensemen, Tommy Leppinen. We had, from Eli Tolvanen, who was one of our leading scorers from Finland. He's with the Kraken now.
He was with
Nashville, and he's with Hextall now.
Yep.
Never played for him in Sioux City, but they have a Sioux City connection here. So it's just fun, you know, meeting these guys and where they're from and what they're made of, and but they're just solid citizens while they're here.
Well, let's talk about that fun, okay? And you can come out to Face Off for Charity, right? It's going to be February 17th at Country Celebrations. It's going to be Sneaky's Food, world-famous Sneaky's Food. It's going to be a great night. Come out and meet the Musketeers. You'll have a ball. Tickets, you can go on Boys and Girls Home website, pick them up. We're going to be there. Woody's going to be there. JB's going to be there. The whole team's going to be there, so we want to see you. So I want to give a quick hockey joke. We always do a joke every week, so let me do a hockey joke. What do magicians and hockey players have in common?
I don't know. What do they have?
They both have hat tricks. Hey, I want to give a shout out to the Musketeer organization for helping us. Next week, we're going to follow back up with some auction items. So we'll be back here next Saturday morning.
That's the highlight every year.
Oh, the auction
stuff. For my collection.
And we're bringing in our ringer. We're bringing in Travis Morgan, and we're going to have Terry Dooley and Mary Pickens from the development office, and we're going to give you a little preview of what you can expect. So we want to, Woody, I can't thank you enough for sharing your knowledge and your history of what's going on. JB, always thank you. You guys are all part of the village, and this is what gets it done. So, go on the Musketeers website and look for Dave Hackstall and look for the training. The way to training. We're serious about this stuff. Hey, folks, we want to thank you. Go out and have a great week, and we'll be back next Saturday morning with you right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.